It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend's show is focused on the Calaveras County Fairgrounds and a big event that's about a week away. Lori Giannini, the CEO and fair manager, is joining us on today's show. Lori, it's great to have you on.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And it's nice to have something to talk about and look forward to here
exactly.
Over the coming weeks.
Yes, it is.
So tell us, set the stage. What is planned for May 13th through the 16th?
So it's our homecoming. It's not the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. It's our homecoming. And so it's a little different, but it does have all of those fair attributes that people have come to appreciate. So we will have frog jumping, arena events, livestock shows, junior exhibits. We're going to have a museum on the grounds, a small kitty carnival, and shopping, and of course, fair food, and all of our livestock shows.
So how'd the idea for having it be a homecoming all come to be?
Well, it's an interesting story. So when we started planning, we're an early fair in California. And so when we started planning, there was not a guidance for fairs or festivals. So we had to get real creative and reimagine the event to some extent. And so we ended up taking guidances for an outdoor mall because we're 71 acres. And so we put those guidances together that the California Department of Public Health has published. So we put our vendors will be using the retail guidance and our food vendors will be using the restaurant guidance. And so working with a focus group of some great friends and folks from Calaveras County, our local public health, California Department of Food and Ag, and Office of Emergency Services, we created a protocol, a plan. And so, like I said, there was no guidance for a fair when we started planning, so we needed to rebrand.
So will there be extra things that people need to know, like health protocols or anything like
yes.
that upon arriving?
Yes, there will be. We will be following the health protocols. And there is some new guidance for events such as ours. And so it was released by the Department of Public Health, California Department of Public Health, on May 3rd. So we're gonna ask in the crowded situations that people wear a mask when they come in.
Okay.
And a mask in all our buildings.
All the indoor places.
Uh-huh.
What types of things will be indoor at this year's event?
So, like I said, the Angels Camp Museum is setting up a museum with some artifacts and some real interesting things in the Frogateria building. In Mark Twain Hall, we will have vendors like we always do. And down in our junior building, we'll have junior exhibits.
And you mentioned there will be frog jumping this year?
Of course, yes. There will be frog jumping. And so frog jumping, we had to, get real creative with the guidance for that, and we used outdoor entertainment. The interesting thing about frogs, it's kind of a sidebar, is hand sanitizer is actually dangerous to them. And so when people jump a frog, we're going to have to make sure that they wash their hands in water before they touch a frog.
So you're saying the state didn't put out guidance specifically for frog jumps?
No, but they,
Makes Calaveras events so unique.
Yeah, go figure.
is it going to be similar like the past years, like the International Frog Jump, or is it?
Yes, okay. Yes. So the frog jump will be a champion. So if the world record is broke, which do you know the world record, BJ?
Rosie the Riveter,
yeah.
Correct?
And yes. You know how far the frog jump?
Oh, it's slipping my mind.
21 feet, 5 3/4 inches. If someone breaks that record in the finals, it is a record. And whoever wins this year will be the 2021 champion.
Will there be still the smaller jumps as well?
The fun jump on the little
jump.
Stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
And then is Miss Calaveras, is that taking place?
Yes. So we're going to have Miss Calaveras at 6 o'clock. So it's earlier in the day at 6 o'clock on Thursday. We also have our Saddle Queen competition. And so the whole entire footprint is much smaller. There's no advance ticketing. The tickets are going to be there so we can keep track of numbers a little better. And it's from 8 to 8. So our hours have also shrunk.
Okay. So I was going to ask about tickets. So you don't need tickets ahead of time. They're there at the gate. That's the best way to purchase them.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because we have to track the number of folks we can have. Calaveras County is currently in the orange, and so that helps. Our capacity is 15,000, so, you know, somewhere 15 to 17 is our capacity, so we can have about 5,000 people.
So you encourage people to go early to make sure you can get in on the fair days?
Yeah.
Are there different prices for different days?
No. Of course, kids are free Thursday, 12 and under. And the kiddie parade is at the fairgrounds this year, so that's really fun. But they're 12 and under are free. And then we have $7 for any adult, and it's the same. All adults are the same Thursday through Sunday. They're just $7. And then the kids Friday through Sunday are $4.
So you mentioned the kiddie parade is at the fairgrounds. What are kind of the details of that? When is that going to be taking place?
That's going to be taking place at 11 o'clock, and they're going to start at our big white gates, and they're going to just go through the fairgrounds and go out the big white gates. It wasn't possible this year for our partner who usually puts that on to be able to put it on. It was a little difficult because of all the regulations and just things, you know. We said, okay, instead of counseling, let's figure out how we can do it. Well, how we could do it was putting it at the fairgrounds.
I noticed last Sunday driving through downtown Angels Camp, the clothes were hanging through
the
downtown area.
Yes,
I know that's always around the fair time. I never really knew the story, though. What is kind of the background with that?
So the Miner's Wash is really interesting. When you, back in the gold mine era, when there was going to be a celebration, all the miners washed their clothes, and you could see that their best duds were out on a line. And then in the 20s and 30s, in Angels Camp, they actually hung moss across the road. And that was just a natural way of decorating. And then eventually those two traditions just kind of mixed. And so the Miner's Wash is just letting everyone know that something fun, something exciting, and a celebration is on the way.
Well, you mentioned, too, the Miss Calaveras details. Are there other, you know, events and entertainment taking place at this year's homecoming?
We're not running any of our small stages, but after the frog jump, every day there's musical entertainment. So some of our entertainers include Walt Hoyt, James Harkins, Guy Dossie, who's from over here. Let's see, I should start naming. Our Kayla Ray, who's a friend of the fair, and she's actually out of Texas. Plan B, Grover Anderson. So every, following the frog jump, every evening there is something.
Just come out and help your local artists here in the community.
Yeah.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We're talking about the event that's coming up May 13th through the 16th at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds this year called the Calaveras County Homecoming. We're joined on this program this weekend by Lori Giannini, the CEO and fair manager for the Calaveras County Fairgrounds. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week we're going to be talking with the head of the Cal Fire Tuolumne Calaveras Unit. Nick Cashy is going to be joining us in studio, looking ahead to what has already become a fairly busy fire season in the Motherload, talking about resources on scene and coming in. That's going to be next week with the head of Cal Fire locally, Nick Cashy. Our second segment, focused on the Calaveras County Fairgrounds, will be coming up in just a minute.